And you're back with us here on Art Matters on KFAI. I'm Maria Morstead. We're going to hear about a performance this weekend by Two Dance featuring world premiere piece by Icelandic choreographer Katrine Hall. She's joining us in the studio. Hello, welcome.
Hello, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
And Toni Pierce Sands is in. She's one of the founders, along with Yuri Sands, of Two Dance. This is at O'Shaughnessy this weekend, November 21st through the 23rd. So talk about this particular collaboration and how it came to be.
Well, first I want to say thank you for having us. Hi, Maria. It's nice to be back.
And yes.
This particular collaboration has been exciting on many levels for us. First of all, Katrine Hall and I know each other. We danced together in Cologne, Germany, in a company called Tanzform for several years, and that's how we met. And Katja and we both went our directions. I moved back to New York, and Katja moved back to Iceland and started and created and was artistic director of Iceland Dance Company. And what is exciting for many, in many ways, we were, you know, keeping track of Katja's work as a choreographer and thought, what a wonderful opportunity to bring Katja to us to work with the company and set work. And then also with her experience of our being an artistic director and our company is Two Dance 10 years old, it's been wonderful for us to reconnect as dancers and artists. And again, I always say it had been so like 20-something years that we knew each other as dancers. We came back together and it's like these years have never passed, but yet we've moved on to do some amazing things. So it's wonderful for our reconnection on a level of a friendship and as co-workers and artists, and also the connection to bring Katja's work into the company.
So Katrine, I know it's oftentimes difficult to describe dance. I had a peek at your website and it looked really, I don't know, witty and physical and fun. And can you talk about the kind of work you've done and the kind of choreography you like to do?
Normally, I like to create physical pieces. I try and portray feelings and emotion out of physicality. So that's kind of where I come from and what I try to do. I try, when I go to different companies, I try and adjust to the dancers I'm working with each time. And I find it crucial and important to make the dancer become a part of the creative process. So I use them as individuals, as artists, as human beings. Because I like to portray dancers as human beings on stage and not only dancers. That's kind of, you know, in short, what I do.
Is there anything particular to Iceland, do you think, that informs the dance or your working there?
Yeah, I think my country influences me in many, many different ways. And I think it you will recognize it in my work. In particular, this work I create for Two Dance because I use Icelandic music. The title is Icelandic. And, you know, I use partly Icelandic images, images from my country, you know. So we're talking about space in the piece. So the source of inspiration comes from my country where we have a lot of space. But we are not only talking about space in the literal meaning of the word, but also like the space you need as an individual or the space you need and can take in a society, in a group, in a relationship as an individual. So I have actually worked very closely with the dancers. It's a beautiful company, beautiful dancers, you know, very ambitious work that has been done here. And it's a little diamond, I feel, that has to become a little bit more visible. And, you know, I think people should come and see Two Dance because it's a beautiful company. And I've been around. I know what I'm saying.
Thank you, Katja.
A little more on your background. What is your dance training and what have your influences been?
Well, I studied in Iceland, and then I went to different countries. I went to the States, I went to Germany to take further courses, especially in contemporary dance. Then I became a dancer in Iceland Dance Company very young, 17 years old. I was starting to dance with the company. And then I moved to Germany, where I danced for 8 years in Tanzform, where I met Toni. And then I went back to Iceland to direct, take over the direction of the Iceland Dance Company. And I was the artistic director of Iceland Dance Company for 15 years, believe it or not. It's a long time.
That's impressive.
But I had to make a lot of changes with Iceland Dance Company. I emphasized on contemporary dance. When I took over the company, it was like a little bit of a neoclassical company that I felt needed an identity. So I tried to create a certain identity for the company. And I, you know, my aim was to bring it on an international level, which I think we managed to do. And now Iceland Dance Company has become an internationally acclaimed dance company. And so I left the direction. I left the company in 2012. So now I'm more free to do my own projects and, you know, like choreography that I've also done alongside my job as an artistic director all the time. So I'm very happy that it brings me here to Minnesota to dance to Tony, to reunion back with Tony. So I'm very pleased. I'm very grateful for this opportunity.
So you were here for rehearsals in September and then now ready for your O'Shaughnessy show.
Yeah.
So what was it like setting dance to dance? And what was that like for both of you?
As I said, it was very inspiring for me. It takes the time for me to get to know the dancers because I feel it's very valuable to try and find the strength of the individual dancers and bring that strength out and use it in a sense. So I want to see what they can offer, what they can do as human beings, as dancers, as artists. So that was kind of my creative process with them to, you know, for the first days to get to know them, to improvise a bit in the studio together. And from there, on to build, you know, a certain movement language and a certain, you know, theme that we went off from. And, you know, for me, this is a very short time to create. 3 weeks is a rather short time. So I had to be very, you know, sufficient in the way I used my time. But I think we managed to do quite well. And the dancers have worked really nicely. They have a lot to offer. They are very generous. And I think it also comes from how they are directed. It's from generosity and artistry and passion for what they do. And that is crucial in our work, to have passion for what you do.
What's the experience been like for you?
There's many levels. I mean, first of all, I love being not the choreographer because it gives me the ability to really see the work from many, many different angles. And it's been wonderful to kind of play the role of assistant for Kata on many levels yet again. And one of the things that I love working with Kata on a personal level is this level of artistry that we share and this level of history that we share. And to kind of be in her world. And I like entering into other people's worlds. That's fun for me. And
that's what I get to do on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel very privileged, actually, to be able to do that. And the other thing, in terms of the level of the dancers, to be able to experience kind of their aha moments and to be a part of, you know, yet their next level, if you will, or their continuation of their exploration of the ways in which to approach work. And so one of the things that Yuri and I as artistic directors really embrace is this idea of bringing in choreographers that we want to support their work, but also that they are also bringing something to influence and to spark in the dancers. We think about our relationships with choreographers as more relationships that we can build on, and that the dancers are in the studio as a laboratory, and that they're working with choreographers and creators that are pulling more out of them than they could possibly even imagine. And so it's been quite rewarding on all levels to have Kata here for the 3 weeks and now the 2 weeks and coming into this conclusion of performance. And to also observe the growth of the piece, where it's developing and where it came from, how it's developed and where it's actually completed to. And then as she passes that on to the dancers, and I get to and she doesn't, which is sad, but I get to then watch the progress and the growth and the exploration continue. So on many levels, but ultimately it's always a great gift from choreographers that they give us versus leave us with their work.
I'm speaking with Toni Pierce Sands. She is the founder of Two Dance, along with Yuri Sands, and visiting Icelandic choreographer Katrin Hall of Iceland Dance Company. And the O'Shaughnessy is presenting this world premiere piece by Katrin Hall this weekend, actually. What do you see when you see the finished piece?
Yeah, you know, I think Kata's work is extremely, she talked about the space in which she's playing with in terms of conceptually. And I think that Her work embraces this very sharp, crisp universe, as she would talk about universe. Mm-hmm. But yet, you know, if you think about cold, and here we are in Minnesota, now we have snow, and you think about, you know, what that sense of space and cold can make us feel as human beings. But also, what I'm finding that she's really bringing in also to the work is that human beings, who we are in that kind of atmosphere, bring in this idea of, she talks about soul, or brings in warmth, and how important our connection as community, as human beings, no matter where we are in our worlds, are really relevant in space. And I feel that, you know, I like things a lot of ways abstractly. So I feel in a way that, you know, there isn't this literal story that we're following, which she's created this amazing space for us as watchers, as audience members, to experience this work. However, the visual and the choreography and the physicality is so tangible that she was also able to put it in some sort of a place and a space for us as watchers to enter into our own experience through the work. And I think visually it's stunning. And again, the dancers are dancing lovely. And to me, she's crafted the work that allows the audience to have their own experience and come away with kind of their own feeling, thoughts of it. And I would love to encourage an audience. This is always a wonderful opportunity to say to people who've never seen dance to take the risk, because the risk is well worth it. And there's no script, and there's nothing that we as artists expect you to come away with except your own experience.
That's exactly, that's so right what she says, because my work is very layered. I want people to go away with their own interpretation of the piece. I actually never try and spoon feed the audience with information. So whatever you understand from the piece is correct, you know. So I feel that's exactly what Tony now described, is exactly what I try to do. So I'm very happy, Tony, that you experience it like that, because that's actually my intention.
Yeah.
And, you know, the title of the piece is Andrimi, which is an Icelandic word. And I had a hard time finding a good translation for that into English, because it's such a beautiful word in Icelandic and it has many, many layers. So for me, my pieces are always layered with different things, you know. It's not only one dimensional. And that also reflects in the title. And Andrimi in Icelandic means space for breath, or you know, literal translation. But andi also means, andi is to breathe, anda, but andi can also mean spirit. So it kind of is breath for your soul, breath for your spirit, you know, which is also very crucial and important in this piece.
Mm-hmm. That is a beautiful word.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
Well, it's been wonderful to talk to you both. So nice of you to have reconnected after many years of dancing together in Germany. Icelandic choreographer Katrín Hall. She is in town with her world premiere piece. She's created the choreography for Two Dance. Thank you, Tony Pierce-Sands, for coming in as well, founder of Two Dance. This takes place this weekend at the O'Shaughnessy, November 21st through the 23rd. The box office number is 651-690-6700, or you can go to oshag.stkate.edu. It'd be also nice to give out your website so you can see your work. Like there's a clip of your choreography,
yeah,
which is nice.
Yeah, definitely. My website is katrinhall.com.
katrinhall.com.
Yeah.
And our website is twodance.org. And I would just love to say thank you so much to the O'Shaughnessy. They always have been so important and supportive of our work at Two Dance, and have been so supportive for this collaboration with Katrín Hall.
Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into Art Matters.